Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, washing up cement.
My name is Steve Slack and I'm from Hampshire in England. My question is about Weetabix. I love my Weetabix in the morning, but if I don't clean the bowl straight afterwards, it sticks like glue and won't come off. Why?
So what is going on between the cereal and the milk to make this happen?
My name is Peter Belton. I'm Professor of Chemistry at the University of East Anglia. The question was, why does cereal stick to plates and cups and so on when it's dry? It's to do with the starch. Starch is essentially a glue, so that, like any glue, it will stick things to other things. The reason starch is a glue is that it's a polymer. That means that it's very long, and it has many ways of attaching itself to a surface. So when the cereal's wet, the starch sits on the surface. And as it dries, the polymer gets stiffer. So it's harder and harder to pull the cereal off. When it's very dry, it's a bit like a piece of concrete, and so it sticks very hard. If you soak the material and leave it for a while, the polymers will soften up and get to be able to move again, and you'll be able to pull them off.
And are there any practical applications for this property?
Well, it's used in wallpaper paste, for example. And I don't know what children do at school now, but when I was a kid at school, we used to make glue out of starch and water and stick things together with it. I suppose if you're desperate and you need to stick two things together, a bit of flour and water paste will actually work.
Or perhaps you could use some soaked and broken up cereal to do it. So the key is the starch from the cereal, and as RD also said on the forum, flour and water make excellent glue, which incidentally the ancient Egyptians used to stick their papyri together several thousand years ago. And next week we discuss some altogether larger forces. Are earthquakes more common these days? Send your answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com or write on our forum. That's at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can also Facebook us or you can Twitter @NakedScientists.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.